Here's the 1-2 from Koenig. Line down the right field line. If it's fair, it's trouble. And it is a fair ball. And scoots into the corner. And it is stuck in the corner. So it'll be an automatic double for Rosario. So Rosario starts up with a double in that right field corner. And the Padres applying some pressure here in the seventh. It actually hit just fair and then bounced up and over in that corner. We lose view of it here from the broadcast booth. But that's what happened, and it bounced out of play. So an automatic double. Here's the pitch to Xander Bogaerts. It misses high, and it's 1-0. A 10-hit night so far for the Padres. 1-0 pitch. That missed high. 2 balls and 0 strikes. This is a Padres team running on adrenaline. They had the night game last night in L.A., flew to Milwaukee, and got in early this morning. There's a strike, and it's 2-1 on Bogaerts. And Brewers had to do this last year in August, where they had a night getaway game in L.A. and then flew to Texas and took on the Rangers. 2-1. This one is a soft liner into shallow right. Racing out is Terang. He's going to get underneath of it, make the catch. Hung up there just enough for that fantastic second baseman to get out there and make the catch. And there's one away. And before Tatis Jr. hits, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fernando Tatis Jr., the batter, and first pitch from Koenig in there for a strike. It's 0-1. A 7-3 Padres lead, top of the eighth inning. Rosario at second with one away. Koenig looks at second, and the 0-1 pitch. Foul back our way and hits the seats just down below us to the right. And it's 0-2 on Tatis Jr. Koenig looks in. 0-2 pitch. Missed inside. Spun him out of the box. 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. Tatis has had a lot of pitches tonight that have come in on him. He spun out of the box there. And now gets back in there. 1-2. Hit it off the hands, foul over near the on deck circle. Stays at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koenig was coming in again with that pitch. That was a sinker on the inside edge of the plate. Tatis with a slightly open stance in the back of the box. A look at second and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Elevated a fastball at 94. Tatis Jr. strikes out. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Jared Koenig. His first as a Brewer. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So two down, and now here's Cronenworth. Koenig again checks second in the pitch. That missed inside. It's 1-0. Well, it is Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Rosario still at second after the leadoff double. The 1-0 pitch, that is a touch high with a two-seam fastball, and it's 2-0. Cronenworth, just a very useful player. 0 for 2 today. He's 0 for his last 11 at the plate. 2-0. Chopper up the first baseline, rolls out to Hoskins, picks it up, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Jared Koenig puts up a zero in his initial inning as a Brewer, works around a leadoff double in doing so as well. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 7-3 San Diego on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
WTMJ.
Seven to three, San Diego. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at American Family Field. Brewers looking for a comeback here tonight. New pitcher on for San Diego is right-hander Stephen Kolick. He takes over for De Los Santos. Kolick, a rookie this year, debuted in that series over in Korea against the Dodgers, and the first pitch to Willy Adames misses down and away. It's 1-0. Former 11th round pick of the Dodgers. He's 26 years old and turns 27 in a couple of days. Pitch is fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. Kolick making his ninth appearance, a 5.19 ERA for him. And Adames, a broken background ball back up the middle, gloved by Kim behind the bag at second, and he slings it to first and retires Adames for the first out. Slow roller, Kim made a nice play on it, and there's one away for Rhys Hoskins. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Grab that brat, then dip it in some Pine River cold pack cheese spread. You don't even need a bun. After you heat that up, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. Love all their different flavors of Cedar Crest. First pitch to Hoskins is swung on and fouled back to the net. It's 0-1. Hoskins 1-for-3 tonight. His hit came back in that first inning. 0-1. That missed down and in with a two-seam fastball. And it's one ball and one strike. Brewers had an opportunity to have a big first inning. They did get one run out of it. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. But probably feel like they could have gotten more. Hit into the double play to end the inning. Led 3-0 at one point in this game, but the Padres have scored the last seven runs. 1-2 is down and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Kolick looking in. Third pitcher used here tonight for the Padres. The pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. And kicks over near the Padres on deck circle. 2-2. 7 runs on 10 hits for San Diego. 3 runs on 8 hits for the Brewers. Two-two pitch. High fly ball into right. This is playable for Tatis, moving in and to his left and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring Terang to the plate. Bryce came into the game with a 7-game hitting streak. He is 0 for 3 today. He has really come back in his second year in the big leagues and looked like a very improved hitter. Takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Pat Murphy was saying it all spring that he feels there's a very high ceiling for Bryce Terang offensively. 0-1 chopper on the left side of the infield, backhanded by Rosario, off balance throw to first. Wow, that's a tremendous play by Eggy Rosario to get the speedy Bryce Terang. Backhanded pick on a short hop and then an off balance throw across the diamond with a pretty speedy runner beating it up the line. Brewers go down in order in the eighth. We head to the ninth. It's a 7-3 Padres lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Top of the ninth inning, 7-3 San Diego, and back with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And Manny Machado leads off and takes one down low and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Koenig all set and coming back 1-0. That one's right down Wisconsin Avenue, and it's even at a ball and a strike. 18,396 at American Family Field tonight. Koenig kicks and deals again, and he's a little bit high and tight on Manny Machado. A couple of base hits for him tonight. Big six-run fifth inning for the Padres. And the pitch hit in the air to medium right center. Perkins is there, and that takes care of Machado. One up and one down. Jurickson Profar is going to be the batter. 0 for 4 tonight for Profar. Ha-Sung Kim is due next. Brewers down by 4. 7-3 Padres, swinging a base hit to right. Profar is first tonight. Line single in the right field. Ha-Sung Kim is coming up now. Padres shortstop knocked in a run back in the fourth. Had that big six-run fifth inning. Working from the stretch. Koenig deals. He missed the inside corner, and it's ball one. 6:40 is game time tomorrow. Make your plans to come on out. Wind things up on Wednesday, and that's going to be it. The crew heads out of town again. And the pitch is right down the middle, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Not much time at home. Profar leads, and Koenig is ready. Deals again. That one's bounced to short. Adamas going to go to second for one, and the relay is not in time. Ha-Sun Kim, who has outstanding speed, he can fly. He beat that throw and just did beat it if he did. Pat Murphy says, let me take a look, and no.
The fact that that was even close, it just tells you how incredible of a turn that was by Bryce Terang.
Terang at second base. He can turn him. But Kim can move and beat the throw by no more than a half a step, if that. Jackson Merrill is the batter now, and the pitch. Koenig throws one right in there. From the stretch, the pitch too high and pulled down by Contreras. 7 runs on 11 hits for San Diego. Brewers have 3 on 8. San Diego has left 8 in the game. Brewers have stranded 6. Kim leads at first, the pitch. That one is hit in the air down the left field line and might be, nope. Going to say it might be playable for Frelick. He got into that left field corner and we lost him. Made it a sliding effort at the best. That was going to be it. And we'll do it again. Ball one and strike two. He gave it a slide as he got into that foul territory area, and there's no give on that wall out there. That's an area where you don't want to slide into too often. Now the 1-2 delivery. Bouncer off the glove of Koenig, and he throws late, and that one getting by Hoskins will put Ha-Sun Kim at third. And I think this might be a base hit. Big chopper back to the mound. Koenig gave it a leaping try, got a glove on it, couldn't hold it. And before they could do anything else, Merrill was aboard. Can't score that an error. Got to be a base hit. Luis Camposano is going to be the batter now. First and third, San Diego runners, and the pitch. Strike or is it? Nope, off the inside, about belt high. Still waiting on the official score. I'm putting base hit. See if they go along with our thinking. And the runner goes, and a strike, and it's even, and going to be a stolen base for Merrill. Base hit and an error. Right call. One delivery, and this one is bounced on the ground to Bryce Terang. He'll throw him out, and the inning will be over. Couple of base hits. Two left, and there was an error. 8.5 are in the book. It's 7-3 Padres on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
MJ.
Well, the crew down by four here in the ninth. 7-3 San Diego. Padres own the hit column, 12-8. They've left 10 in this game. Kolek deals and Gary Sanchez is the batter, takes one for a ball. It's 1-0. Swinging and a fly ball hit to center. Going to be playable for Merrill near the warning track. Joey Ortiz is going to be the batter. Is this Perkins? It is. And the pitch, good for a strike right down the middle. We have a pinch batter there for Sanchez.
Yeah, Jake Bowers.
Jake Bowers. Mm-hmm. And the pitch, a little bit high and outside. One ball and one strike now on Blake Perkins. Base hit and a couple of ground outs for Perky tonight. Kolek ready and deals again. He missed off the outside corner. Two balls on a strike now. Working from the stretch. That one missed outside. Three balls and a strike. Brewers down 7-3. Need some runners here. From the stretch, kick and the pitch, swing and a miss. Pretty good fastball around the outside corner at 94. And time called by Perkins. Ready and here it is, swing and a miss. That one had a little extra on it, 95. And a strikeout to Perkins. Padres looking to take game one. Oliver Dunn is going to be the batter now for the crew. So it goes to show you, sleep doesn't mean anything.
Think about last year, the Brewers had that night game in L.A. We landed at, I think it was 6 a.m. by the time we got to the hotel in Arlington. Sweep the world champions.
Remember that?
Sweep them. Win all three games. They go on and win the World Series.
Sometimes it's really funny. I mean, when you play a night game on a getaway day and you're traveling, you know, your flight to get you either back home or someplace else is a couple of hours. And, I mean, it's not easy. Strike on the outside corner on Oliver Dunn. But, you don't pay any attention to it, you know? You kick back, you eat your meal on the airplane. You might take a nap. Broken bat. Look out! Oh, my goodness. Colin almost got hit in the face with the barrel end of that broken bat. It ends the game. Would have ended the game for Kolek for sure. But it's going to be a base hit on the infield for Oliver Dunn. Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen one like that before, Lane.
That's scary.
Wow.
I mean, he had to do the limbo to get out of the way.
Wow. That was scary, folks. It really was. The barrel end of that bat was headed right for his face.
Yeah, he's laughing right now. You had your face shaved with an axe once.
I did that.
He was close to getting a shave from the bat as it was flying by him.
Oh, man. Oh, that was at the World Lumberjack Championships.
Yeah.
Now, the day before the actual shaving happened, I don't know why I agreed to do that, but I did. And then the next day, on Sunday, I did it Saturday. I said I'd do it. And then Sunday, when they asked me, you ready to go? And I, what are you talking about? Well, you said, you know, we could shave you with an axe. I did it.
You know, it'd be funny.
That was unbelievable.
If you let somebody shave you with an axe. That would be funny.
You know what would really be funny? You know what would really be good? God, think about this. And that one of those lumberjacks did that. He shaved me with a double-bladed axe. And he did a good job, too. I mean, I couldn't believe how sharp the axe was. But he did, and it worked. Yeah, it was good. So I've been doing it ever since. Missed outside with that one. Two balls and a strike. Defensive indifference puts Oliver Dunn at second base. Jackson Chorio is the batter. He missed outside. Stephen Kolek shot the corner and missed.
It's the best shave you ever had outside of the box of bandages that you bought.
You didn't see it, did you?
Uh-uh. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's probably on there someplace. In tight a ball, and Brewers have a couple of runners. We can do it with two outs, too. Why not? Free Ride Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And the U.S. cellular call to the bullpen has been made. Support the Brewers. We do that every day. And remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. Try that, U.S. cellular. Built for us. Back after this on the Brewers Radio Network. It is 7-3 San Diego on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedarcrest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedarcrest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring. Like 3-pound bags of estate grass seed, just $9.99. $10 off 36-pound bags of estate crabgrass preventer, $26.99. Assorted 5-quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil, $21.49 after sale and rebate. And Stabil gasoline stabilizer, just $9.99 a quart. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Robert Suarez, who picked up a save in last night's win against the Dodgers, is on to try and finish this one up here. And William Contreras will be the batter with two on and two outs. Contreras tonight, a couple of walks and an infield base hit. Suarez, in his eighth game on the year, deals one off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Ready to work. And the pitch. Big swing and a foul. This one will reach the third deck here at American Family Field. One ball and one strike. That's funny how you forget some of the stuff that you did way long time ago. I forgot all about that thing. 1-1 delivery. And it is good. Knee-high right down the middle. Contreras didn't think so. But that's what it is. Ball one and strike two. From the stretch, he's ready. And coming back. Bouncer hit right side, and oh, what a play, and out and over the top of the first baseman Sullivan goes William Contreras. And the play is going to be safe at first, and the play by Xander Bogaerts, I don't know how he got to it in the first place. And then the throw dug out by Sullivan on the back end and over the top of Sullivan goes Contreras. The bases are loaded. Well, there they are for Sal Frelick, needing four to tie. 7-3 Padres, and the Brewers are still alive. It'll be a base hit for Contreras. And the bases are loaded. Well, Frelick waiting on a one-strike delivery. Took one high and wide, and it's one ball and one strike now. Campusano, new sign, and the right-hander is ready. Frelick had a rip, and he had one to hit. Right down the middle, about thigh high. Had a good cut, fouled it back. He represents the tying run. Now the stretch. Here it is. It's too high. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball at 99 from Suarez. Ready to work. 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Hit in the air to left. It's playable for Profar. And this one is over. 7-3, the final. Back with the totals and summaries after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. All Brewers games are on sale now. Get any ticket for any game all season long, including all new giveaway games, theme nights, and community nights. Wisconsin First Fridays and every big-time matchup. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. Saving you big-time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Carumba hot, hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Sitco, Miller Lite, It's Miller Time, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's and Baseball, It's Just Not Summer Without Them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pumps Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Padres, despite a long night and a long flight, take game one, Lane.
Yeah, the Brewers jumped out to a 3-0 lead, but the Padres with a single tally in the fourth and six runs across in the fifth, and it would hold up 7-3, your final. Seven runs on 12 hits, no errors, and 10 left for San Diego. For the Brewers, three runs on 10 hits, two errors, and they stranded nine. Winning pitcher Joe Musgrove, he improves to 2-2. The loss goes to Joe Ross. He falls to 1-1. Robert Suarez picks up his sixth save. It took 2 hours and 53 minutes tonight in front of 18,396 for game one of this series.
Well, game two in the series is tomorrow.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we got that for you. We'll be around at 6:05. Another 6:40 start tomorrow. And then it's Dylan Cease against Wade Miley. Until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Ken Sommerfeld inviting you to stay tuned for Lane. He's got the postgame show coming up next. Once again, the final score from American Family Field, it's the Padres 7 and the Brewers 3. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Back with you from American Family Field. The Padres take game one of this series by a final of 7-3. And you are listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens on May 3rd. Well, Brewers fall in game one of this series, and for the first time this year, they dropped back-to-back games. They hadn't done that until this game became final tonight. Let's take a look at some other scores around baseball. A game earlier today in Boston, it was the Guardians 6-0 over the Red Sox. Cleveland stays hot. They're now 11-5 on the season. Kansas City a winner at Chicago tonight. They take down the White Sox 2-0. The Royals improve to 11-6. They're a half game back in the AL Central. Brewers get some help from the Mets tonight. They defeat the Pirates 6-3 in New York, so the Brewers stay out in front in the NL Central. Blue Jays 3-1 winners over the Yankees in Toronto. Angels 7 and the Rays 3 down at the Trop in St. Petersburg. And the Giants 4-3 winners at Miami. The Crew tonight, from a pitching standpoint, ended up with 7 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP and meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. More scores for you when we return on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
MJ.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Padres 7-3 over the Brewers tonight to take game one of this series. Hey, for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $2,400 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Let's look at some other scores around baseball today. 10 innings in Philadelphia, but the Phillies prevail over the Rockies. They walk them off. 2-1 your final there. Rangers blank the Tigers in Detroit 1-0. It was Baltimore 7 and Minnesota 4 at Camden Yards. In L.A., the Dodgers currently with a 2-1 lead over the Nationals. Seattle has a 5-1 lead over the Reds. That game is in the top of the fourth out in Seattle. Cubs and Diamondbacks tied at 1. That game's in the bottom of the fourth in Phoenix. Michael Busch has homered again for the Chicago Cubs. He's off to a good start for Chicago. Cardinals holding on to a 1-0 lead over Oakland out west. That game's in the top of the fifth. Atlanta, 2-1 lead over Houston down in Texas. That game is in the bottom of the eighth. Time for our home run distance recap. Jackson Chourio's blast in the second inning today, 368 feet. Home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. And I will correct myself, that had to be 338 with that ball hitting off the top of the wall like it did. 7-3, your final. Padres over the Brewers. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Back with you on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. This new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. 7-3, Padres over the Brewers. Let's listen in to Pat Murphy meeting with the media right now.
Yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early, and we didn't. And it's credit to them. And, Musgrove hung in there, and he could have broke, and he didn't. He hung in there and gave them five or six, and that was his job. And he had a lot going on and a couple key plays there that – kept us, you know. Perkins was stealing a base and Joey hit one behind him, run and hit, and they did a good job of deking him. He slid in there at second and then got thrown out at third. It's a tough one. But yeah, I'm pleased the way we competed. That's all we can ask for every night.
Murph, how unusual was that pass ball by William? Like part of that inning too, it's kind of sort of started there.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour sometimes and slider backs up or doesn't do what you think it's doing. It, you know, there's a lapse there for a second, but William catches that ball most of the time. He's, you know, it could happen to any catcher on that pitch in the game. So, I can live with that. It happens from time to time. I think it's probably his first one. Probably won't have another one for a long time. But, yeah, it's unfortunate, guys. I'll tell you, I was sick the way that happened just because Ross is throwing the ball so well, you know. And we had an inning like that with Freddie, if you remember, earlier in the season. We're only 10 games in or whatever we are, and we had an inning like that with Freddie where it's just ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, and we just – didn't seem like it ever went to us, but this was more, you know, broken bat hit, loop hit, infield hit, walk, you know, and then the error up the middle on the double play ball. It would have been a tough turn, but it's an out, and the innings doesn't go as far. So, live with it and learn from it. And
that is Pat Murphy following today's 7-3 loss to the Padres. And let's jump into the highlights of this one. They're brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, we're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, Joe Ross threw the ball pretty well, especially early in this one, a 1-2-3 top of the first. And Joe Musgrove, who's had his struggles to start this year for San Diego, would run into trouble right out of the gate against the Brewers in the bottom of the first. Jackson Churio would greet him with a solid single to the left. Then Contreras would work a walk. And after a Frelick strikeout, Willie Adames was at the plate.
Bouncer hit towards the hole in the left field, a base hit. Churio around third. He's going to score easily. And the Brewers have the lead.
So the Brewers jumped out to that 1-0 lead after Ross stranded a couple of base hits in the second inning and put up another zero. It was the Brewers back to work against Musgrove in the bottom of the second inning. A couple of singles from Perkins and Ortiz. It was Perkins getting thrown out, though, after he was trying to steal second. He went into a slide on Joey Ortiz's base hit to right, and so he got up, tried to get to third, and Tatis with a great arm threw him out on a great play at third base. So just one on for Jackson Churio.
The pitch. Hit to left. Deep. Warning track. At the wall. And it is gone. Jackson Chorio just hit one out of here. It hit the top of the fence and kept on going.
Number three on the year for the 20-year-old Jackson Chorio. Had a very good night again tonight for the Brewers. So the Brewers had a 3-0 lead, and they also had six hits through the first two innings. And you're thinking, Brewers just aren't going to slow down offensively. They had 42 hits over the weekend against Baltimore. This was their game again. But the Padres would chip away at that 3-0 lead. They'd push a run across in the top of the fourth inning on a fielder's choice hit by Ha-Sung Kim. And so it was 3-1. Brewers would go down in order in the bottom of the fourth. And then in the fifth, that's when Ross would run into some trouble. So much of it not really his fault. A lot of soft contact. It was a hard hit ground ball to third to start up the inning. Joey Ortiz got a glove on it, but it ended up being an infield single for Campusano. Then Tyler Wade would rip a line drive into right field, followed by Xander Bogaerts flipping a little soft fly that just fell in no man's land in center. And we were off and running. At that point, the bases were loaded. Tatis would hit into a ground out that would bring home a run. That made it a one-run game. Then Cronenworth would get on via catcher's interference. Then Machado with an infield single that would play to run. At that point, it was tied. Ross would strike out Profar. Then he would walk Kim. Then Jackson Merrill, the other 20-year-old in this game, with a two-run single. And things got tough from there. One more RBI single from Campusano, who led off the inning. He would get another at-bat in that top of the fifth inning, and he would play the sixth run of that inning. At that point, it was 7-3 San Diego, and it would stay that way. Brewers would not get another hit until the seventh inning on an infield single by William Contreras to extend his hitting streak to 11 games, and the Brewers would load the bases in the bottom of the ninth inning and get the tying run to the plate in Sal Frelick, and he would fly out to left field. 7-3, your final. We're going to come back right after this and wrap things up on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Padres win this one over the Brewers here tonight by a final of 7-3. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Game to follow at 6:40. Brewers and Padres, middle game of this three-game series. Dylan Cease, the former Chicago White Sox, will be on the mound for San Diego. It'll be Wade Miley, the lefty, on the mound for the Crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. For Bob Uecker, I'm Lane Grindle, saying thanks for listening tonight. The Padres take down the Brewers by a final of 7-3. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of